Chapter 4. "You're looking good," said the cop, Mick Cavanaugh, when Statch got into his car, which was a 1974 powder blue Eldorado convertible. Not the best car for Boston, with gas running close to $4 a gallon, but this politically incorrect impracticality was one of the things she liked about the man. She did look good, too, having taken some pains with her appearance. Leather biker jacket with many pockets over a red translucent shirt with tiny seed buttons, a clingy black calf-length skirt, and silver-toed, elaborately tooled cowboy boots. She wore a jade and silver necklace, heavy and very old, that she'd inherited from her mother. Also a silver-mounted belt, ditto, and round, heavy-framed spectacles in red plastic. Her hair was gelled into a kind of friendly Medusa effect. As far as she knew, the nerd punk vaquero look was original with her. It tended to frighten off the men she didn't care for and attract those she liked, thus achieving the only true engineering function of fashion. She didn't much care what women thought. Cavanaugh put his car into gear and said, "So what would you like to do? There's a pretty good cod at the fleet. You could cheer for the Mexican fighters, and I could cheer for the Irish, if any. That'd be fun. Or we could catch a movie. The city lies before us. No, let's just go to Monahan's and get tanked with your cop buddies and then go to your place and fool around." He ignored the traffic to give her a fast look. He could never tell when this one was being serious. But she was. "Okay. You're not going to get much of an argument on that one. Tell me, do all you college girls require this little wooing?" "I wouldn't know. I kind of always go for the optimal solution. Maximum output with minimized inputs, frictionless as possible." "Meaning, oh, you know, get to the yield, the finished product, which in our case is mutually pleasurable sexual intercourse with lots of orgasms."